and you're exacerbating it by acknowledging that there are a whole lot of other people doing the same thing. So many who are uplifters like you sometimes wish that you could take negative events away so that less clear-minded people would not have to suffer. But you cannot do their suffering for them. You cannot do their penance for them. You cannot live your life for them. You cannot die for their sins. There aren't any. In other words, you cannot do for someone else. You can only do for yourself, you see. But you can tell in the moment what you're doing for yourself, and you're doing a little bit of suffering on behalf of others is what's going on here.
Okay. Makes sense? That. Yes, it does. Thank you so very much.
So next time someone says, "Where were you on 9/11, say, "Was that the day before 9/12? Was that the day after 9/10? Oh, I have such a big life. It's hard for me to isolate that exact date. 9/11 of this year? 9/11 of last year? 9/11 of the year before? 9/11 this morning? 9/11 last night? Be playful about, "Oh, there's so many 9/11s. I have two every day."
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
It is.
Beautiful one. My topic is on joy. And you've used the term several times today. And a bit of background, for 40 years I've been a metaphysician. And many of the people around me, practitioners, people who love me, have said, "David, you need more joy in your life." My life is beautiful. I have a wonderful wife, a lovely home, live in a wonderful part of the country. I have it all. But that sense that I don't have total joy has driven me to the dictionary, and I've looked up joy. And I have pleasure, but I don't have jubilation. And so I feel that something is missing, and frequently I will use affirmative prayer or treatment for joy. But I don't feel any different after I've done it.
Well, we think it's nice that you are able to hear their concern without taking a vibrational nosedive. And we also think it's nice that you don't use the line that we are so famous for, which is, "I would like you to joyfully mind your own business." Because here's what we're feeling from you. We touched on this just a little bit earlier. We talked about the sensation of contentment being in any moment up to speed with the movement of your own stream. And it takes a lot of deliberate thinking in order to manage your vibrational gap between who you have become and who you are allowing yourself to be. So consider the sensation of really wanting something and being right there, or sort of wanting something and being right there, and let's call it all contentment. Now, where should we put contentment in relationship to the idea of joy? And we are going to submit, and we are really accurate about this, for we are always right. Or not, it's your choice. That what many people are calling joy comes from a not as well management of their gap. In other words, when you really want something and you're not letting yourself do it and you're not letting yourself be there and you're not letting yourself be there, and then you find a way to let yourself be there, there's a spurt in the stream that gives you a burst of feeling that's sort of like jubilation. So the question that we would like to ask you, or you maybe could put to them, they may not be able to hear it, is it better to just always be up to speed with who you've become, or is it better to let there be a little more drama where you're not up to speed? Woohoo, you're up to speed. And so there are a lot of people that, let's take a word even like want or desire, they think that wanting is that sort of yearning feeling of desiring something that they don't quite know how it's going to come. There's an edge to it that somehow is satisfying to them, where actually being rid of all of that angst feels less